hikers who were in trouble in the White Mountains, exhausted, climbing out of a helicopter, explaining what went wrong.
Tried to make a fire, found a big rock and sleep under it.
Overall, these are the sounds of a happy ending, but they're expensive sounds. Each year, Fish and Game conducts about 160 rescues at a total cost of about $300,000. That's roughly $100,000 more than the department's search and rescue budget. Major Kevin Jordan of Fish and Game says making up the difference means his department is perpetually scrambling.
Employees, equipment, training, those sorts of things have to take a secondary role in order to cover these expenses.
The goal of a bill introduced by Republican Representative Gene Chandler of Bartlett is to ease this financial crunch. Right now, search and rescue is funded by license fees assessed to hunters, fishermen, and snowmobilers. Chandler says it's high time hikers ponied up too.
People who are taking advantage, not advantage, but using these searches and these rescues should pay for it or help to pay for it.
Under Chandler's proposal, anyone who's rescued would pay a fee, even if the hiker just had the bad luck to slip and break an arm. Currently, only negligent hikers are charged, and they aren't charged very often. The fees Chandler proposes would be on a sliding scale between $350 and $1,000. Fish and Game license holders would be exempt, as would buyers of a proposed $18 safe hiker card. The Mountain Rescue Association, which represents 90 search and rescue organizations nationwide, has opposed such rescue fees for years. And within the state, there's broad opposition from volunteer search and rescue organizations who tend to view rescues as a public service. Peter Crane is president of the New Hampshire Outdoor Council.
I think one aspect of it is looking at backcountry search and rescue the way most communities will look at police protection or fire protection.
And the objections aren't simply philosophical. Bill Otten has worked in search and rescue for 35 years. He says making people pay could make rescue situations more dangerous.
It hasn't been proven, but there is certainly some fear that people will delay calling for help because they might get a $500 or a $1,000 bill.
Critics also question whether the proposal would raise the money its backers expect. At an average of 160 searches every year, even if every hiker were charged $600, that would only raise $96,000. Opponents say the law would cost money to administer, clerks to process hiker cards, and possibly lawyers to collect delinquent fees. Bill Kane is a search and rescue veteran and director of education at SOLO, which is based in Conway and teaches wilderness emergency medicine.
The money they raise is so small, I'm afraid they could lose money trying to collect it.
If New Hampshire begins charging rescue fees, it would be the only state to do so. That raises the question of whether the money raised is worth the possibility of irking tourists who spend about $4.3 billion each year in New Hampshire. Chris Thayer doesn't think so. He directs North Country programs and outreach for the Appalachian Mountain Club.
Come to our mountains, explore our mountains, go deep into our lakes. But if you slip, you're in huge trouble, and this is what you're going to pay.
In general, the volunteer groups think the money should come from the general fund. Representative Gene Chandler, for his part, says he isn't surprised by the opponents' arguments.
I've known about those concerns for some time. I've met with some of those groups and understand their position to a point.
That point, says Chandler, is that the money has to come from somewhere, and hikers are a logical place to start. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.